Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Hour number two. Strick, have you taught Nathan this song?
I have not.
And the dance? Have you taught him to dance this?
That's that Flavor Flav.
No, that's the Ed Lover. That's the Ed Lover dance.
Flavor Flav was at the Michigan, Nebraska game.
Ed Lover. Yeah, you're right. That's the Ed Lover. Hey. Ed Lover would hit that head movement.
Ed Lover dance, man. Every day, Yo MTV Raps. Every day, he would open and close with it.
He would throw them arms into
it. Yeah, man. You know. And you had to have the smile. Like, that full-on smile.
They don't have TV like that no more.
No,
there's
no.
There's no more VJs. I used to be an MTV generation kid.
Were you a Martha Quinn guy or Nina Blackman guy?
I think I mess more with Nina Blackman.
Yeah, I wasn't a Julie Brown guy, although
I met
Julie Brown.
Sexy's a mug, though.
That part. that part.
Sexy than a mug.
That part. I mean, yeah, remember, that was a stretch where literally, I mean, the VJs, they're kind of like, you know, sportscasters now. You spent so much of your time with them. You felt like you knew them. Martha Quinn was way cooler.
Yeah, she was cool.
Way cooler in person than I thought. You go, yeah, you know, I kind of thought of her as like the Scooby-Doo detective, you know.
Yeah.
Velma, you know.
Yeah.
But then you meet her in person and you went, oh, no, you cool.
She cool.
Cool.
So, and the other thing that's faded out, too, that we used to have coming up is the DJ was the touch point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all things went through the DJ Clues and
that's a big city thing. It's certainly not a Lincoln thing.
Yeah.
It's a big city thing where the DJ is kind of the hub for all the cultural stuff that goes on. One, because if you throw an event, you had to invite the DJ.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had to invite. So we, you know, DC. I mean, we had Donnie Simpson.
Oh yeah,
right. So
yeah.
Okay, you got the
pretty boy.
You got the Godfather with the green eyes. And the velvet voice. Yeah, you go okay.
Don Cornelius.
Yeah, you know, it's what it was. But you know, within this space, this is kind of what the Ticket is trying to be: is to be the space and the face where you recognize folks. And I'm amazed at how many people, even in New York this weekend at the fight, there were Husker fans who came up and gave me a fist. They did the universal thing, which is give me a fist bump to let me know where you know me from.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy, his name was Steve, and he said, I love the fact that you're here and that you're posting about it. He goes, because we love the Nebraska Fighters. He goes, normally we go to every event where a Nebraska fighter is fighting, and there's a ton. Of course, Anthony Lionheart Smith,
yeah, Smith.
Does the ESPN panel for their pay-per-views and their fights. And he's from Omaha, of course, and he's, you know, he's been in studio several times. And his thing, I mean, we seek each other out. We kind of hang out. Drew Dober, Derek Minner, who's got another fight. Derek's in recovery. His last fight, as the fight opened, he kicked his opponent and injured his ankle. And that's the tough part. When you know the fighters and then you see them get injured, it's always a little offsetting. There was an event before the fight where they had Daniel Cormier, of course, heavyweight champion, Holly Holm, Johanna Jędrzejczyk, had them speaking to the press. Well, yesterday, coming back, and I'm flying out of LaGuardia, and it's an early 8 o'clock flight, so you got to get there at 6 o'clock just to get there. And I find an area, sit off to myself, and somebody sits down next to me. And, you know, it's early, and I'm not really engaging. And it's, you know, hey, you know, what'd you think of the fights last night? Mm-hmm. And I was like, perk, oh, somebody's there. I look up, it's Holly Holm.
Oh, wow.
And it's Holly Holm.
Nice.
That's one of your favorites.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, she during the presser, she made a statement. Of course, they asked her like 30 minutes of questions. And she's grown into the media part of it. She was not natural to her when she first started. But they asked her about women in combat sports and who's the greatest of all time. And she paused and she said, well, I'd like to think that it's me. Mm. See, I was a world champion in boxing. Did it for, you know, 15 years. World champion in UFC. Why not me?
Right.
Like, why not me? And she talked about, well, I'm not done, right? The evolution of UFC. And that she's not done. Like, she's like, she thinks she's got another championship running.
She's a vet.
Like,
she's an OG.
Yeah, so she sat next to me for probably 15, 20 minutes to talk before she headed to her flight. She lives in New Mexico down in Albuquerque, so she had a connecting flight.
That's some altitude training.
But, right? Oh, she's mm-hmm. She's a better athlete than all of us. Mm-hmm. Like, go online and get on YouTube and watch her training. Her and Zhang Weili, like, I'm sorry, they get after it better than all of us. And so it's cool to watch. It was a great crowd in New York City.
I have a New Mexico story.
Can we pause sports for a second so I can tell you the real story of New York City?
Okay.
What happened this weekend?
Let's do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So, and I'll probably get in trouble for it, but okay, deal with it. So, you know New York's reputation, right?
Yeah.
Big business, the history of America in one small place that has a ton of people. Well, so. There, of course, there are events before
you're down
the fight.
Just south of, just so everybody knows, the garden and the area is just really in the proximity of Times Square.
Manhattan.
It's right in the heart of it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the presser events were held in the marquee, the New York marquee, which is.
Oh, yeah.
That's chef's kiss.
That's where I met Halle Berry.
Right? Like it.
Really?
Like, that's where that is, right? That's
facts.
Where everybody is. UFC's on the seventh floor. It has the whole seventh floor to itself. But you can't get on the seventh floor unless you have the USC pass and all that, right?
Yeah.
So I walk in. Of course, that morning I was dressed, blazer, shades on, because the sun's out.
Clean.
Nice. Like I came in, had the boots on. I was feeling it, right? And you walk in. Of course, I run into Anthony Lionheart Smith. We hug it out. Run into a couple other fighters. Hug it out. Dap. You know, good to see you. That kind of deal. And then it's glass encased, so we go up to the seventh floor. But I noticed there's four gentlemen who are on the elevator going up and down, and they're kind of watching and pointing through the glass.
Mm-hmm.
They're watching and pointing. So I go down to meet somebody to bring them up to the seventh floor. And this guy taps me on the shoulder, and he says, you got a second? I'm like, yeah. You know, he goes, who sent you?
Who sent you? Mickey!
He said, who sent you? Right? Who sent you? And I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, no. Who do you work for? He goes, you're somebody. He goes, I'm watching you with all the people, and everybody's giving you respect like you're somebody. So who are you? I said, well, in this space, I'm not really somebody. I'm just a reporter. He goes, no. He goes, you walked in with presence. You walked in with presence. He goes, and in my business, I love people. I notice people who have presence. And he used some descriptions that I can't use on radio. But to say that, he said, you walk like you got a pair. He goes, so I'd like to talk to you about maybe doing business. And I'm like, okay, what's your business? He goes, well, I'm diverse in my businesses. He goes, but my business is good. What I need is somebody who's in the sports field who has presence, that you could walk into a space with me and people would identify.
Right.
That space belongs to you and you alone. He goes, now, I have presence. I know presence. I'm built from it. My family, we have presence. But I've been looking for somebody, and I see you, and I say, you're the guy. And I'm like, wow, okay.
right.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. He goes, now, your time is valuable. I'm taking up your time, so you tell me what I owe you for your time, and then we'll talk about how much more I can get more time,
whoa,
more of your time. And I'm like, well, I don't know what it is that you do. He goes, no. He goes, well, go to sporting events. I have an entourage, and in that entourage, I am missing a piece. I am missing a person of presence. I need somebody to walk in the room with me that lets everybody know that this space is ours. You are not to come to that space. I said, oh, so you need security? He goes, nope, I need presence. So I said, okay. I said, we'll talk. Are you going to be here? He goes, I will be here wherever you are, I'll be.
Yeah.
Go to the event, finish the event, go downstairs. He's waiting. He goes, so to your hotel, do you need a room?
Whoa.
Do you need a ride to your room? He goes, I have three cars outside. Now, this is the marquee. This is the spot. Nathan, you know where all the limos are and all the spaces, like where they hold the space for the concierge and all? Mm-hmm. That has three cars in it at the marquee. All belong to this guy.
Yeah.
Now,
so he's important.
I am afraid to get in the car. Like, there's no chance. I'm like, I'm just going to Uber, sir. And he goes, no. Your time is too valuable, but I need to talk to you. I said, well, I got
you heard stuff. You heard the voice. You heard the way he was talking.
Right? I got stuff for you. I got stuff to talk to you about. Because I tell you what. How about tomorrow? How about tomorrow morning? We meet here at the hotel. We'll meet here. We'll talk business. We'll talk numbers.
Yeah.
Whatever your number is, I'll match the number. I need you. We're going to talk. The next morning, again, I haven't disclosed where I'm staying.
Right.
Nothing. I show
You're
up.
You're there on UFC business.
Right. I show up to the hotel. He's in the lobby waiting. Come with me. We walk. It's him, three of his associates. They walk to a banquet room. A banquet room in the New York Marquee Hotel.
You feel like mafioso
this
style?
This is private. Hey. Hey, Strick.
Strick knows what's up.
Strick. He opened the door to the banquet room, and there's one table in the middle of the banquet room. There's one table. Now, I am like, I cannot go in this room, but I also cannot go in this room. I also cannot go in this room. Like, I have to – like, if I say no to going in this room, it's a problem.
Right.
It's a problem. And there's a staff of five people for this one table.
Mafioso.
And there's nothing going on. There's nothing going on in this banquet.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
So we sit at the table.
Big banquet room, too.
Big, huge banquet room. Yeah. Like, it's there. We sit. They serve. I said, well, listen, there's some stuff that I can't eat because I got some diet stuff going on. He goes, look at you. I love this guy. I love this guy. Look at you always setting boundaries. I love that. You're talking to me, and you're telling me what you could do, and I'm listening because you're telling me like a man who's telling me something that's true.
Forget about it.
So we sit. We eat, right? I'm picking at it. We eat. And he goes, okay, so here's the thing. It's a fight. In the basketball games, he goes, can you stay an extra day in the city? You tell me what that number is. I'll have that number for you. And there, he pushes across an envelope. And in the envelope, there is a wad of cash, and I mean a wad of cash. A full wad of cash. And he's like, this is for your time. This is for your consideration. Mm. He goes, and what I want, he goes, we go to Super Bowls, we go to World Series, we go to
Stacks.
Events, right? We go to events, we go to concerts, but I need somebody with me that I enjoy his company, and he has presence. So you tell me, he goes, I said, so what do you need for me to do? He goes, just be you. That's what I need. I need for you to be you around me. So I'm in a deep panic because I know if I take this envelope, yeah. I'm obligated, right? That's the word, obligated. But I also know I can't refuse him because if I refuse him, it's a problem.
Right.
It's a problem. I don't know this dude. Now.
Okay, DP, forget about it.
No.
He
looked at me and he says, you know, so he says, so when can we meet again? I'll buy you breakfast. We'll go shopping. I got a shop down here for suits. We'll get you all dressed up. I'm like, no. I said, I got a schedule. I got a full schedule. He goes, well, I'll tell you what. Let me give you a ride back to your hotel. And I'm like, I'm good. They got that taken care of already. Okay? The next day, I'm meeting a buddy of mine who lives in New York. Mm-hmm. And we're meeting at this little sports bar next to the hotel. And we're just sitting there watching the Huskers. We're just kind of sitting chilling. But the manager, GM, walks up of the restaurant and starts to partition off this part of the bar because he says, well, we got a private party coming for a pre-UFC event. And you can stay, but everybody else has to leave. I'm like, okay.
I already know.
50 people walk in this bar. Who do you think was leaving?
I already know.
Who, right? This is the guy. And he's at my hotel, and I've told him nothing. So they're having the party. He's like, hang out. We're good. We're good. Mm-hmm. He says, but I got to offer you one more time. And he goes in the pocket.
Yeah. Stacks.
Put the stack on the table. And my friend, who I privately believe is mafia anyway, like I believe he's mob. His last name's Hill, but he doesn't look like a Hill. And he's been in New York money forever.
That's a throw off.
So like I'm like, okay. And he's looking at me like, oh boy. Like he's giving me the look like, bruh, we in one right now. I don't live in fear, but I was afraid. Like, I was afraid that no matter what I did.
May not be the right move.
I was wrong.
Make your next move your best move.
Bruh, I just. So we leave because I want to get dressed. I got to go get to the arena early time for UFC press, all that stuff. At the end of the night, now the championship fight goes midnight, 1 o'clock. But by the time they go through all their blood tests, all of their medical check-ins, their baseline, concussion baseline, all that stuff, it's usually an hour and a half before they can come into the press room. It's 2:45 in the morning. And I'm like, I got to be at the airport at 6. So I'm tapping out. Dana, sorry, I got to go. Like, I need to get an hour sleep. The press area is way down on the back end of the arena. 2:45, you'd think nobody's on the streets in New York.
Right.
Wrong. Wrong. Stacked. They're all out there. Walk to the area. I'm walking towards the hotel, and there's an area where all the fighters drive their cars out, right? And so fans are still there, packed, trying to get autographs, pictures, that sort of thing. Nate Diaz is there. Nate Diaz decides he's going to get into a fight.
Oh.
So Nate Diaz punches out another fighter.
Oh,
now, the
no,
place is still buzzing from that, but the crowd is there, and then finally one of the fighters comes through, Dustin Poirier, and everybody goes crazy. So it's madness. And I'm like, I need to get out of this space. So I'm going to backtrack, go across the street, and go around. But before I could turn, there's a hand on the back of my shoulder. And he
out
goes
of nowhere.
Out of nowhere.
Out of the dark.
And the hands, the guy's like, he squeezes, he goes, come with me, we have a different path. And I turn, and it's my guy. 2:45 in the morning. 2:45 in the morning.
They know DP's every move.
2:45 in the morning.
They're right, studying you, DP.
Right? And he goes, listen, I got a vendor down here that makes, he's got burgers and hot dogs. It's 2:45 in the morning. The street vendors. He goes, I got a guy. Are you hungry? You know, we're going to feed you. We'll drive you back to the hotel. I'm like, nah, I know he knows where the hotel is. So finally he goes, you and I, he goes, I have enjoyed our time. You will hear from me again. Never gave him my number. Never gave him anything. I have full expectation that at some point,
yes,
this dude,
yes,
right, is going to show up in Lincoln, Nebraska.
At the station.
At
right,
the station.
Right outside the door.
Oh.
Right.
Oh.
I called Becky and I said, I fully believe I was just offered a mafia job, like a mob job. I don't know what the job is. I don't know what it pays. I kind of have an idea because he kind of showed me what each
– the possibilities.
What each face-to-face was. But I'm just letting you know, I have never been that uncomfortable because of a person. Because he was everywhere in New York City on a week where there was tons of stuff going on.
Right.
Bruh, look,
they know,
man,
your every move.
Bruh, it was there. Now, so Strick, before we go to break, Halle Berry, let's go. Tell me the story.
I don't have to tell you.
Tell me the story.
I just have to show you.
Yeah, come on, man.
I come with receipts. I don't know why y'all be fighting.
I don't doubt you.
Strick,
I'm not
Strick
doubting
come with receipts.
People
man,
are
right?
always fighting.
I Strick. Asked you the story.
All right, so the story is this. We're playing the NIT, and I'll be brief. My story probably won't be like DP's with all the depths and all that, but it was actually a good one. We're playing in the NIT. Obviously, we're in the finals, and so you have a weekend that you're going to be there in New York if you win out. We got to the finals playing at St. Joe's. We're staying in the hotel you're telling me about, the Marriott Marquis. I don't know. They might have changed the name, but it's Marquis something. We're in the Marriott Marquis. I'm on my way back. I have my MVP trophy. I'm with my mom. My mom, which I just showed them a picture of, my mom says, oh, my gosh, that's Halle Berry. And my mom is just one of those everybody's a friend type of persons. And I'm just looking. I'm like, dang, yeah, she fine. You know, I'm like, okay, cool, cool. And my mom goes right over to Halle Berry and says, and in her group and says, hi, Halle, I'm sorry. My son and his team just won the NIT, the national champion. My son was the MVP. Can he take a picture? Can we take a picture with you? And so the group invites us over. We're talking. We quick introduction, blah, blah, blah. So then we take the picture. She gives me a hug and then says, have a good day. She was going somewhere to an event. We're about to get into the car. Her attorney stops. Comes back to me. They have a quick conversation. He comes back to me, hands me a business card, and say he was her manager. Holly said, if you're ever in the Atlanta area, you know, give us a call. I took the card, and I lost the card.
Oh, no.
Oh, I actually think one of my teammates probably stole it. But yeah, right, that was right. That was a Halle Berry story.
That's a good looking picture.
And that was before David Justice. I might have put my bid in.
You know,
I
took
might
your
have
shot.
To take my shot.
Took your shot.
I fumbled the ball. I fumbled like the Huskers did last week. Four times I fumbled.
Finish the layup, Strick. Finish the layup. You're right there at the bucket.
I was right there at the bucket.
You're right there at the bucket, man.
One of the most beautiful women on earth, son.
Who's your five?
Huh?
Who's your five? Most
my
beautiful.
Top five?
Most beautiful women.
All right, top five before break. I'm going to say Halle Berry is one. I'm going to say what's her name? The one that Ime blew the Ime Udoka's.
Nia Long.
Nia Long. Yeah. She in there.
Yeah.
Nia Long's in there.
Yeah.
I want to say.
Yeah, she's constantly. Yeah.
Sade.
Yes, Sade.
Yes,
I do.
Sir.
Yes,
Sade
man.
Sade
yeah.
in there.
Nathan, are you a Sade fan?
I don't know who
you
that
don't
is.
Know who that is.
Old school. That's why I'm taking
we about to, you about to go down the rabbit hole with Sade. Sade has her own universe. Her Steel. Own universe of music and life. She has, and I saw her 4-5 years ago.
Yeah.
Fountain of Youth.
Steel.
Fountain of Youth.
Steel.
Fountain
60s.
Of Youth.
Steel looked
Fountain
like
of Youth.
30. But another one.
That's three.
Vanity.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Denise Matthews. Go Woo! Ahead. Go ahead, Denise
Love.
Matthews.
Vanity.
Yeah, and
Apollonia too. So
yeah.
Just stop it.
Well, Vanity because of The Last Dragon.
Last Dragon.
The Last Dragon. She.
I've been trying to get him to watch that movie, but he's.
Oh, it's so good.
I'll watch
it's so
it. No,
bad.
I'll watch,
it's
I'll
so
watch.
Bad. It's good. Like it's one of those things.
It's corny, but it's good.
Right. That's a good five. We'll have to get. You know, we'll throw it to break. When we come back, we'll get Nathan's five. We know Carly's 1A, so.
I was about to say, I don't know if I want to get in trouble here. I'm going to say Carly Seaver.
Well, you're putting her at 1A, and then everybody else is after that. We'll get Nathan's list when we come back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.